My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That's right. You damn Skippy that it's in the loop. Sports Radio 610.
I don't care what anybody on the text board says.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atatula, hanging out with you all morning to all the way to 2 p.m. I still haven't gotten used to the idea of morning, afternoon, whatever it is, but we got you during that time.
That tricky
at
show,
this point,
man.
It is technically all morning.
Yeah, like, that's right.
It's the rest of the morning.
For the remainder of the morning
and into the afternoon.
Into the afternoon. There you go. I appreciate B. Scott keeping me clean. I also appreciate him being incredibly humble. Talking about us looking good. That man was out there looking like at least
he was on the red carpet.
He was out there looking like at least $250,000.
B. Scott will make an appearance in this first segment. Trust me on that.
Okay.
Trust me on that.
$252,000.
There you go. There you go. And I don't say that as any level of disrespect. I know the saying is $1 million, but I probably could have priced it out if we. Cause I know that Fig, you were doing fit checks. I bet if we priced it out. There'd have been some people have been like, there's some designer in there. I think we can get up to a quarter million.
I was just trying to get an autograph from B. Scott. He kept it moving, man.
Hey, look. It wasn't $250,000, but I was at least tailored.
There you go.
I was just grateful to be in a tailored suit. Man. I'll take that.
Yeah, man. If you did not know, yesterday the Texans had their season premiere where they welcome in schmucks like us and then also a lot of season ticket holders to kind of meet the team in some ways. And then, you know, send off the season, or and then also more importantly, raise some money for a fantastic cause. And this year, it was making sure to fund
all 25 HISD schools, girls, flag.
That is correct.
Football. How about that for 5 years?
Yeah, $1.4 million is what was ultimately raised. Mm-hmm. So that's another feel good portion of this is knowing that your favorite team is making sure to keep intact with their community and make sure to uplift the community. In those ways. And also, you know, focus on inclusion and making sure that we're doing this in a great way, growing the sport, not just amongst the little boys, but the little girls as well. But with that being the case, we can be a little self-centered about this. The Texas premiere was
It
was a lot of fun to be there.
Let's take people there. A lot of people don't remember this, but a dying breed in the newspaper industry is the old gossip columnist.
Okay.
Cindy Adams at the New York Post was the legendary one right here. Maxine Messenger was the society gossip columnist. I'm going to put on my society gossip columnist hat.
Okay.
And let's go through last night.
It looks a lot like your regular hat.
It does look. I've got a bald spot right here. but let me tell you, let me start with B. Scott since he's still in the room. And this is one of my observations as a gossip columnist from a terrific event. Absolutely terrific event. And I'll get into that. So, Figgy and Reggie, you mentioned this. There are two ways that you can walk the red carpet when you're a hack or a nobody like us, right? Comparatively speaking. Everybody's somebody, but you get my point. So, I walked the red carpet. Like, I just had to get in there. Nobody cared to see me, blah, blah, blah. Figgy, you tried to stop me. I'm like, hey, Figgy, what's up, man?
He didn't even answer my question. I said, what's the drip? And he said...
I said, it's drip.
He didn't even say that. He said something. Look what I got. I kept going.
So I just...
OG sauce.
Yeah. And I didn't do that. I should have, but I didn't. So I just kind of walked in.
Sure.
Now, B. Scott, that dude walked in like he was freaking Denzel. It was impressive. Like, he stopped, he posed for pictures.
I gotta say, that was not part of the plan.
But you did.
I only did it because, like, what do you do when the people right in front of
they're
posing,
telling you to stop, and they're posing.
They're posing for pictures, and my only alternative would have been to walk through their picture.
Sure.
That's you what know I what I mean?
That's what
like
I did.
It's either walk through their picture or politely wait behind them to finish their picture. And then what I'm supposed to do while I'm sitting there waiting and I watch them take the picture.
Yeah, but you didn't
I got to act like I belong.
You didn't have to do the leg pop.
You don't
pop.
Have to, but you did.
He did the leg pop like the girls on. Do in pictures, man.
Come on, man. You see a camera snapping, yeah. You got to pose. Look, I'll tell you this.
If the picture's going to be taken,
yeah.
You got to make sure you look good in it,
I was
right?
already popping your leg.
No, I was already self-conscious about being awkwardly placed in that moment.
Uh-huh.
I did not want to look like I didn't belong. It was bad enough that I didn't belong.
Yeah.
I needed to at least look the part.
Hey, he didn't even want to come over to me. I'm like, hey, what's up?
I didn't.
Hey. He was too important for you.
No, that was the type of attention that I was trying to avoid.
I'm like, let me get your autograph. He like, ha.
I knew Figgy was joshing, so I was trying to just put him off to the side. Hey, that's somebody I know over there that's yanking my chain.
Yeah.
But then the real camera's sitting up there, the ones with the big flashing lights is sitting up there, and I'm like, all right, I got to bust a move.
I got to give Access Hollywood a killer.
That's right.
I got to bust a move.
Well,
and by the way, I want to know who that photographer was and what they did with that picture.
Right, exactly. Where's that going up?
Because I did pose for it, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, I say all that, I respect it. I probably should have done that.
He hopped on the red carpet like the man.
A pro. Absolutely.
If I never met B. Sky the day of my life, I'm like, that's somebody.
I guarantee you people there behind the rope were saying, who's that?
Right.
Because he's somebody.
Yeah. Except for the people that are in the assembled media. They were like, we know who that is.
But B. Sky looked like somebody.
He sure did. Honestly, look, I say this with a lot of respect because I was in your same position, right? I'm walking into this building that I've not been in very frequently. Not exactly knowing where I'm going, following things out, and then looking up and being like, oh, it's a whole red carpet. Am I in the wrong place?
Yeah.
And I believe Figgy can attest to this. I did not handle it with the same level of grace
and
superstardom that you seemed to.
I was impressed.
Hey, man, went in wrong.
Yeah.
You there you mean? Go. Shout out to you. I appreciate it. Look, and in addition to that, as we're just going to take this time to talk about the B. Scott portion of the evening. The thing that I also loved about it, B. Scott, it is very evident and apparent, the relationships that you have in that building, because it was dudes walking by dapping B. Scott up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Those are always cool moments, though, because that's more so about, like, that's less so about me and, to me, more so about what we do here at this station.
No, you're an insider. Don't sell yourself short.
No, but people do that with all of us. And Reggie, you just got here, but eventually that's going to start to happen to you, too. And it really is a credit to the work that we do here. And the fact that it actually matters to people. I'm not trying to like diminish myself or anything like that, but I do think it's about the presence that we have at this station, and I do not take that for granted. And it's moments like that, at events like that, that I can really appreciate it and live in it. Somebody want to take a picture with you? Yeah, of course. You want to take a picture with me? Regular old me?
B. Scott from Hiram Clark?
Let's do it.
We got to.
I'm of the people, so let's go.
By the way, other observations as I put on my gossip columnist hat. I did try to sort of gauge as a boomer, you know, some of the best outfits, drip, as they say. Help me out on this, you guys. I thought Cam Akers, big time. Okay. Had that red shirt on with the gold chain, the glasses, had that blowout on his hair.
I thought number one spot for me personally, I think I made note of this, was Kamari Lassiter.
I had Lassiter on the list.
Nice, super well-tailored, like form fit on the double-breasted brown suit.
Danielle Hunter had those glasses that aren't prescription. That looked pretty sharp. Will Anderson looked good. Had the over the cross shoulder little.
The college preppy look.
Preppy bag and everything. Derek Stingley looked good.
Stingley was in a good spot himself.
No, Stingley was the iciest person in Houston.
Oh, dude. He had the grill. He had the watch.
True.
He had the chain.
Big true.
He was icy, man.
He was very
icy. He was a little loose, too, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little loose.
All right. So a couple of other gossip columnist tidbits, if you will. Robert Woods was at our table. The perfect guest. Like, he was perfect.
Yeah, man, that's a pro.
Yeah.
That's a pro. Like, not just like a professional football player, but a dude that knows when I have to be in that field, in that space of being a professional, you know, just kind of like, you know, meeting people, greeting people, a hobnobber, if you want to call it that, right? Rubbing elbows. And the thing that made it great was that it was not evident that he was like, you know, rubbing elbows. It felt like he was kicking it.
He was. Yeah. He was.
The thing that kind of, it didn't bother me, but it was so noticeable. how Cali this dude is.
He is exceptionally California.
Like, he said, like, I'm a bit person. Like, once you get to know me, I always like to study people's accents.
Yeah.
So whenever somebody talk, I try to figure out where they from.
Yeah.
Dog, he sound like YG. He sound like he's straight from Bompton, man.
Yeah.
That dude sound straight up like a Cali dude.
And
man,
we're killing Bobby Trees, by the way, as of today.
Now, I slept on...
It's dead.
I slept on that last night.
Biggie's making the official ruling.
He doesn't
ruling.
Like it.
Look, last night, I was talking to a listener, and mm-hmm. he was telling me who was at his table. I'm like, yeah, we sat with Robert Wood. The first thing he said, oh, Bobby Trees?
No, it's dead.
Nah, man.
At least, okay, we can make this a show.
I
kind of
like
though.
Bobby Trees.
It'll
man.
Be a show edict. I'm not here to tell you necessarily how to run your business, dear listener. But on the show, it's not Bobby Trees.
It's not here because he doesn't like it. And we got to respect that.
I'm going to post my picture with him. I'm going to put Bobby Trees.
Make sure you tag him, too, so that he can respond when he needs to.
All right. Another couple things here. Brian Cushing is still terrifying.
He will always be.
That dude is terrifying. He's got the buzz on the side of his hair with the long hair up top. And he's got that jaw. And they introduced him and he didn't smile. I'm like, dude, he is still just a scary human being. Yeah. Just scary.
I think at the table we had the conversation that not only does it look like Kush could still play if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me personally, you looked at him and you go, he looks like he still has like the want to play too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yes.
Because that's the thing about it. I think that's one of the things that goes for you. Obviously, football can be a very brutal sport on the body. Sometimes mm-hmm. your body is what fails you.
Yeah.
But you can lose the feeling, right? It's when you start seeing dudes later in their career trying to find a way to get away from training camp. Like, you know, minimize the actual amount of football that you're playing that you know, oh, man, the football might be leaving you. I bet right now Brian Cushing would go out there and just run drills just for the fun of it. Just, like that's the feeling
he's
that he
scary,
evokes.
Man.
Yeah.
And a good dude. Like when you talk to him, he's
absolutely.
Fine. But he's just terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. So I watched Figgy's video that you did on the red carpet last night.
And I'm sure there's a lot more to come because you were out there mixing it up with the folks.
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Figgy Fig and Sports Radio 610.
Okay.
I posted it on the Instagram page.
So I watched the video. And there's a lot of good stuff on there that I'm going to get to. But the one takeaway when I just kind of shook my head and laughed. If I came to the conclusion that if you asked AI to create an image or a video of quote unquote the whitest man in America, it would come back with this spitting image of our program director.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Parker Hillis. Dude. Like, and here's the thing, and we all know this. He's actually really cool, really hip. Like, he's a lot hipper.
I wouldn't use really hip.
I'm going to say really hip.
Okay. He's more hip than you give him credit for just looking at him.
Okay,
yeah, for sure.
But when you look at him, I'm like, that's the template. He had the glasses on. He had, you know, the blue button down that he said was from TJ Maxx. And he got his Men's Warehouse jacket on.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, so I was on the red carpet and everybody that walked past, players, celebrities, whoever, I said, what's your drip? What you got? What you working with?
Yeah.
And then all these players was like, oh, yeah, I got these Prosecchis. Yeah. And all, they was just naming all these European designers.
He's like, TJ Maxx and Men's Warehouse.
Nah, he came over. He like, well, I just got this from Men's Warehouse.
That's right.
I got these sneakers from the Houston Texans for free.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he started telling you about the deals that he got. Yeah. This is $13. You wouldn't believe it.
That's right. The other thing I got from that video, I'm pretty sure, and this is kind of weird because you would think in the business that he's in, he would. I'm pretty sure Nick Caserio doesn't know what drip means.
Yeah.
Huh. Figgy asked him.
Yeah.
What's your drip? Where's, you know, what's going on? He looked at him like.
He just smiled at
me. Like you had two heads.
Smiling nod.
It looked like you had two heads. Hannah McNair.
God bless her.
God bless
her. Because I watched the video of you asking Cal what the drip was, and you could see Cal was, it was probably, he was also processing it. Hannah jumped right into it.
Yeah. Had his name on the jacket and all that stuff. But here's the thing, and I say this, you know, with all love, Hannah knows how I feel about her, how we feel about her. And she did an amazing job with the whole event.
Yeah, she was in charge of the committee and making sure to get that. And it was excellently and exquisitely
It was
taken
unbelievable.
Care of. Yeah, I thought
it was unbelievable.
No scenes.
But if I'm a gossip columnist,
if I'm
Cindy Adams or Maxine Messenger, what was this event called? What was the dress code? Sneakers and glam.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't wearing sneakers.
Oh,
Hannah. Explain yourself.
Hey,
713-572-4666.
Hey, Cal got the memo.
Cal was wearing sneakers.
He was.
Yeah. Joanna was wearing sneakers. Her sister. By the way, I think Joanna was. She was working last night.
Okay.
Like she was really. You know, she had her hands and everything. I think she was kind of the on the floor. Let's keep this thing, you know, popping kind of thing. Shout out to Joanna on that one.
So what you're implying is that Hannah set us all up so that she could be the best dressed in the room.
So she could have her heels on.
Nah, okay. She was just stunting, man. Because look, I came in there. I was kind of light. I was light. Yeah. A little light work. So I had the Nautica sweater on.
That matched the hair?
I wasn't even trying to
it
do
was
that.
A good look.
I didn't realize
it was a
that.
Good look.
But I had my Alexander McQueen's on. I'm like, okay, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
And they pulled up to me. Cal had the Alexander McQueen's. He called them Queenies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then Hannah, when she took over, she was just like, Dior shoes, Dior gown. I got these this necklace custom made from this person.
Look at that.
I got these earrings from this.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah, but she had heels on, man.
And the funny, hey, those Dior heels. Those ain't no regular heels.
Okay. I mean, Dior makes sneakers.
Hey. Okay, thank you.
Hey, hey, she wear Dior sneakers during training camp.
Okay. Where were they?
Hey, this ain't training camp.
It is not.
Where were they, Hannah? You know the number. You got my number, Hannah. All right. Derek Stingley, Chatterbox. Never thought I would say those two things in the same sentence.
He happened to be at the table immediately adjacent to ours.
Yeah.
And he was holding his own.
Dude. He was like
in
holding
fact,
court.
He was holding court, yeah. More than his own, in fact.
He was holding court.
I was looking like, who is that?
Yeah. it was a whole different side. And then the last thing here, and this is on a more serious side, in two respects. Number one, I think you can put a dollar figure on just how popular and how much more popular the Texans are now.
Yes, because, you sure can.
Because there was $1.4 million, and counting, by the way, it's going to end up being more than that, raised last night. A lunch in the locker room with Will Anderson
cost
$110,000 was the bid.
I was sitting there. We were talking to Robert Woods. And you could kind of hear the stuff in the background.
Yeah.
And it had to be 30 seconds in. And it was already at like $50,000. I'm like,
what's going on?
I'm like, where did it start?
That was real nice of y'all. And it was funny because we, myself, you, Figgy, and then also B. Scott, Parker, our program director, Aaron as well. We were talking to Robert Woods.
I was captivated.
Yeah. John Lopez was like, this number is where?
I just turned around. I turned my chair like, 90? 100?
I had to fill him in on what he missed looking at these numbers go up and up.
But there's a story there. There's like, well, my voice went really high.
Yeah, you're really impressed by this number.
There's
yeah.
a story there That wouldn't have happened last year.
No.
Definitely wouldn't have happened the year before.
There was like, a lot of the vibe in the building just in general that felt like it was fresh. It was new.
Yeah. I mean, new money.
Yeah.
Or old money that came back.
Yeah.
Was a part of everybody wanted to be a part of the Texans.
Hell,
honestly, I think it was some new people in there too.
It absolutely was. Yeah. One of the things early on, I think, I don't know if it was before you guys came over to the table when you guys were still mingling, and Figgy, I think you were still on the red carpet. We had a gentleman come over and he was just talking to us, and apparently with a very distinct, I believe, if I remember correctly, British accent, if I remember correctly, he walked over and he said that, you know, him and his wife just moved from Seattle. And they just decided to get season tickets. And, like, that's not something that happens when you are the Texans of 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But the Texans of 2024, we can move to a city and just be like, that's a thing just to do because this team has so much intrigue and interest.
No, like I said, I walked away saying that money tells you how popular they are.
Yeah.
That money they raise tells you.
And look, great vibes. It was a fun night, well executed by Hannah McNair and the rest of the group that put that together, and of course the Texans just in general. And now the season has been premiered. Now it's on to Indianapolis to get W number one, dare I say, on what should be a fairly successful season here for your Houston Texans. We're in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, your Astros squeak by with a very important win. Let's talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.